My father's gun. Caliber I couldn't say, nor make or model, nor how the grip settled snug against the palm, only its ugliness, dark and squat as a poisonous toad. Even Dad didn't want it. Holding it, he wore a look of faint disgust, as if he wished he were wearing gloves, the face of a man collecting a dog-steaming pile. A gift, a thing unwanted, yet set aside just in case. He tucked it underneath his seat on long car trips. Just in case? Of what? The misfit? You never know. Who gave the gun? His stepfather? That man who later killed his wife, my grandmother, shot her, in fact, and two others, then died in prison, as my mother often prayed he would? Can that be right? Who is left to ask? Clock hands swing like teacher's arms erasing chalk. I was a child, learning, studying the gun in its drawer when no one else was home.